How's about the quality tools? How's about the steel and gas? How's about these two, eh? Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Yeah, the movie is going to be released very soon. Jason Van Genderen and wife Megan join us from Brisbane this morning. Jace, good morning.
G'day, guys.
Megan.
Morning.
Morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good on you, legend. Really well. Really well. I saw you on A Current Affair the other night as well, you two.
I know. We weren't getting chased down the road because of bone.
Yeah, that's right. It's one or the other, isn't it?
But they did have a back cure, which was bloody good, so I'm glad I saw you. And Meg, this is fantastic what's happened from Jason filming your mother-in-law, and the movie's out now.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's a really beautiful story about our family, and it sort of validates a lot of carers around the country that have been in the same boat the last couple of years as well.
Yeah, and for anyone that has forgotten, this was Jason. We spoke to you guys when you had done a fake Coles supermarket in your home
through COVID
for your grandmother, for your mother who couldn't get in there because of how she is, and it melted hearts across the country, and now it's become a film.
Yeah, well, that's it. So we had mum living with us with Alzheimer's and vascular dementia, and lockdown back in 2020 was just really destroying her joy. So that little home supermarket we did at home, which my 16-year-old filmed and we put on Facebook. I still think he wants royalties for it, by the way. These things are sassy these days. And it just caught off, and then all the media kind of got on board and started sharing the story, which is wonderful. You guys started talking about it, and before we knew it, we had the opportunity to make a documentary, and it's just been incredible to now have this film finished.
And Megan, that home video that you did of Omar, how many views has it attracted now globally, do you know?
Oh, it's over 100 million or something insane. Yeah, incredible that many people have seen inside.
We stopped counting 18 months ago because it took 2 days to count all the tallies and the views, so we thought, That's someone's job, surely.
Wow, that's incredible.
So the movie it premiered. It has premiered at the Sydney Film Festival, Jace.
Yeah. We had a wonderful premiere down there, and there wasn't a dry eye in the house. It was really beautiful. We connected with a lot of people, and now we're doing a preview tour around the country. So we're up in Brisbane, as you said before, and doing a leg around the country, and then coming back to the Central Coast for some really special screenings back home as well.
That's so good. You guys have been on the coast for a long time. Actually, I'm going to ask you a question that's a little bit unrelated, because Paddy reckons that there was a road once, and you've been on the coast for donkeys, you'd know whether this is true or not. He reckons there was a road that used to run along Wamberal Beach on the ocean side of the houses. There was no road, was there?
Oh, there couldn't be. There'd be no room.
I wonder if there.
No, there couldn't be. Oh, that's correct. Thank you very much, Megan.
Look,
there might be something in that, actually. I think you might be right.
Thank you, Jason, because my mate sent me a map, and this is when all the erosion took part, and this was last year. Anyway, so I'm trying to find that map, but Jace, now, and Meg, the movie premieres nationally on August 11, so, and you're doing something big. Have you done something at Avoca Cinema already?
No, we're going to. So when we come back, we'll be doing a special Q&A screening on August 13th, which is actually just sold out. And then we've got another one on August 20th. So there'll be two Q&A screenings at Avoca Beach Theatre, which, of course, is a beautiful theatre. It's Omar's favourite theatre. That's where we always used to take her to see the movies as well. But we're also going to be screening at Event Cinemas Tuggerah on Thursday, 11th of August, if anyone wants to come along there too and watch the film. We'll definitely be screening on the coast. And, yeah, it'd be great to see what our local audiences think of it.
And Rob's quite buoyed because I said, oh, Rob, we're in the movie just at the start.
Yeah, that's so he says.
You got a real great little scene in there where there was a scene which sort of captures the media attention from around the world. And how can we not use your voices in this? I mean,
it's our pleasure.
Megan, next time you see Rob, he'll be so up himself. Let me tell you. Now that he's found out.
Can just add feature film to the list of achievements.
And Meg, sorry, Jace.
I said the credits just keep rolling.
Yeah.
They do indeed. Yeah. And so, Megan, Jace, what's your next project after you've got Everybody's Omar that's coming out? What's next in line?
some sleep, I think, would be really good. I think, to be honest, we're just really enjoying, you know, getting out and about with a film now that it's finished, and just really connecting with people and learning from audiences what they want us to tell in the way of stories from this as well, I think, which is really important. So, I'm just enjoying now. I mean, it's the first time I've ever had a feature film in a cinema, so I'm kind of really just learning from this experience and enjoying reaching out and connecting with audiences again. It's lovely just going out and being in a live audience with a crowd and sitting in a Q&A. It's so much fun.
And Megan, as you were saying, like with people going through dementia, it touches everyone's heart.
Yeah. We've had a lot of cuddles and a lot of tears with a lot of strangers, but it's been really beautiful.
All right, guys, we'll let you go. You're doing the rounds, and before the screening at Event Cinemas at Tuggerah, we'll get you back on to give it a bit more of a push as well.
Magic goes along, of course, because we need you there at the local screening. And Patty, can I just say too, all the best for Friday night, mate, with Coast Shelter Sleeper. I think it's a amazing cause, and we take our hat off for you, mate. Go well.
Thank you, Jace. Yeah. Thank you, Megan.
Nice one. Hopefully talk to you when our Oscar nominations come through.
Save us a seat.
Okay, roger that.
Jason Van Genderen and Megan. Don't forget, as we said now, made home movies about aging grandmother and their mother, Omar, accidentally turned into an internet sensation. Movie is out now.
Get more of Triple M Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer on the Listener app. Thanks to BJ Howes, your mates for tools, steel, gas, Lizero, Charnhaven and Cardiff. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.